hanging out with Matt Tucker, director of Helping Hands Ministries here in Kosciuszko. And Matt, they've been hearing on the radio about a canned food drive. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, man, we're trying to get prepared for the next couple of months. You know, since COVID's been hitting us, we have actually had a pretty big showing the last couple of months from people of the community. We've increased our families by, I want to say at the last count, it was 76 new families since March. We've encompassed, you know, I put up a little post about our numbers, and our numbers are kind of around 700 to 800. And then August hit, we did 925 people. And then last month we did 954 people. We went from averaging 300 to 320 families to 350 plus families each month. So now we're coming into November, which is Thanksgiving, and then Christmas in December. So we're looking for a little extra help on our canned goods, and really I'd love to see cranberry sauce and like stovetop stuffing, just so that people can have that turkey and dressing if they so choose, or whatever they can, whatever we can help supply to give them the ability to have a holiday meal would be great. Then just, you know, of course the staples of rice and peanut butter are two big ones that we need all the time, and anything canned, whether it be soup or vegetables or fruit, we appreciate all of it. We're trying to encourage people to definitely help us in this year, because we haven't been able to have a single fundraiser this year. Our thrift store has been closed since March, which, hey, I'm excited also to announce, drum roll, we're opening back up this week. Thursday, hey. Friday, and Saturday we'll be open at our thrift store, and we're going to do a dollar day on Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday we're going to do a $5 bag day. So we're excited to be opening that back up, and it's going to be under new management of Mr. Mark Leach. And we're all really excited about that, because that's going to hopefully give us the ability to take in some of our donations that we have not been able to take in, mainly for COVID reasons, but also because we've been over encumbered at the ministry. You know, we have had a lot of great people in the community donate to us, and we just kind of had to stop because we were concerned about the contamination issues with the COVID going around. So we're excited about a lot of different things, but we still need the community's help in a lot of ways with resource, whether it be monetary or food or donation. We will be accepting donations soon. Please wait for the date, because we've got a little work to do to get everything cleared out and prepared. So I'm hoping that the first of next month we'll be able to do some donations, but we're going to have to kind of do it on a monitor log to make sure that the warehouse does not get infected. So we're being cautious, but we're also trying to be proactive and continue to take care of our community's needs.
Man, COVID's messing everything up. But as far as canned goods, where can they donate those?
You can go to Citizens National Bank, which has been ever so gracious to help us out with radio ad, and they have a couple of buggies at each location, and you can go and drop them off there. You can even drop them off at your church, and they can give us a call, and we'll come by and pick them up. Or you can come by the ministry on Tuesday and Thursday in between 9 a.m. and 12 and drop them off there.
So you'll be out there here in just a little while.
Yeah, man, right? we got service, and it begins in an hour and 25 minutes, and we'll have people showing up early.
All right, so that's Matt Tucker. We're going to take a break. We come back, Matt, tell us more about, I think you got something for sale that might can help out a little bit too. We'll talk about that next break. You're listening to The Breakfast Show here on Breezy 101. Breezy 101, Camila Cabello, Sean Mendez with Senorita, and Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms tonight, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We'll have news and weather at the top of the hour, specifically weather, because Hurricane Delta coming in some point this week, and we just can't catch a break here in 2020. Matt, we got in the Gulf right now, we got Delta, we got Gamma, we got a sorority party going on.
I was just sitting here in thinking, the Gulf, like, I don't know if I like Delta or Gamma Delta, as a name.
Delta Gamma sorority party. Yeah. You know where Delta Gamma started?
No.
Right here in Kosciuszko.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right here in Kosciuszko. Delta Gamma, the sorority started right here.
I just
here.
Got chill bumps.
Started right here.
Started right here.
Right, that's right. We're hanging out with Matt Tucker, director of Helping Hands Ministries. And Matt, last break we talked about the canned food drive that's going on. Folks can donate canned food, of course, heading into the holiday season. You'll need some, you know, extra items there to help folks have, you know, nice holidays where they can, you know, get good meals. But also another way that they can help out is y'all are selling t-shirts, right?
Yeah. If you'll, and we're going to, I'll have a little flyer that you can check out here on Breezy by the end of the day. And if you get the Star Herald, there's also some cutouts, a big full page ad there that you can check out that has the details. We have a white chambray, pray, trust, release. It's a cool little fundraiser that somebody came up with at my home church, and we've been pushing forward with it. It's very simple. You just fill out the info. You can mail your check or money order in with the shirt info to the First United Methodist Church, where Miss Mary Al Alford will be taking care of the orders. And it's an exciting time because it's a great fundraiser. It's a cool looking shirt. It's two different colors, a chambray, which is kind of a,
I don't know what color is that.
That's like a light blue.
Okay.
It's like a real cool looking.
I'm a guy, man. I don't know.
I know. I go chambray and guys go, what? Is that shampoo or something? Yeah. You know?
I don't know anything about shampoo either.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any hair.
And then there's white, and we've got short sleeve and long sleeve.
Okay.
You know, so it's getting that time of year, but it's got our Helping Hands logo on the front, and it's got the little saying on the back, and I think it's going to be a great way of kind of getting our mission out there, because that's what we do, is we pray about it, we learn to trust, and then we learn to release and give back to the people that, you know, need it in our community, and trying to do what Christ calls us to do. And that's kind of what it's all about, you know, is doing what's right for the people. And, you know, we're thankful for any and all support. You know, people have been asking me, well, I just want to mail in a check for support. And if you want to do that, hey, that's P.O. Box 299, Kosciuszko, Mississippi. Just make the checks out to Helping Hands. We're thankful for anything at this point, you know, because with COVID, it's been a crazy wild year, you know, and I know everybody's been affected by it. I think we all have, but with that, there's become a lot more need and a lot less resource for us. So we've been a vital part of this community for 33 years now, and want to keep this a vital part of our community as we keep pressing forward and keep trying to do what we feel is right for our community's needs.
Matt Tucker, Director of Helping Hands Ministries right here in Kosciuszko. Canned food drive going on. You can help out, or you can buy one of the t-shirts. Matt going to get us that flyer, and we'll get that put online for you here a little bit later today. It sounds like I need a shirt. So
yeah, man. You know, please and thank you.
Yeah, I need a shirt. You know, it's long sleeve, too. It's a little cool outside.
I got you covered, bro.
You know, it's cool when I get up in the morning. You know, when I go to work, it's cold.
Yeah, it's like 4:30 in the morning when you get up.
So it's cold. Like, need all the long sleeve shirts I could get.
Hey, I got you covered.
All right, sweet. So we'll do that. But Matt, we do appreciate you coming on. As always, we look forward to hearing what's going on at Helping Hands. And of course, we know probably hear more from you as we get into Thanksgiving and Christmas, as there are a lot more needs around that time of year. But Matt, thanks for coming on the Breakfast Show.
Thanks for having me, man.